In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we join Jesus and his disciples as they are packing up to go on a trip. They're going on a journey. It says in the scripture, if you look within the context, they're going from Jerusalem to Judea. It was a trip that took about 6 days on foot, if one was determined, and it would take about 2 weeks if you were taking a leisurely pace. So what do you pack when you go on a journey for 6 days to 2 weeks? Here Jesus is, among the camels that are carrying the luggage, the packs, getting ready to take a walk that took at least a week, if not two. And there among other travelers, and there's this rich man who approaches Jesus and says, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" This rich man's a good man. He studies scripture, he's religious, he's incredibly faithful. He and Jesus talk about all of this. They're fellow travelers setting out on a journey. Now, we aren't given the full scene in our minds, especially in the Gospel of Mark. It's like a newspaper version of the gospel. But I'm imagining Jesus looking at this man, looking at these disciples whom he's formed, and then looking back to the man and the hoard on his camel back. This guy's rich, and you can tell. He has all the accoutrements. Lots of food, cargo, spices, maybe even a jeweled camel harness. This is both a good guy and a guy with a lot of stuff. Now, just to remind you, we know how Jesus taught his disciples to pack. We found it earlier in the Gospel of Mark. We heard it earlier this fall. He commanded them to take nothing for their journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no copper in their money belts, but to wear sandals and not to even put on two tunics. And here's Jesus' advice to the rich young man. It says Jesus looks at him, loves him, and says, "You lack one thing. Go and sell all that stuff. And give your money to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." It's hard for us as Americans to hear today's teaching. Is Jesus really calling us to give away our stuff? There's been a lot of talk in recent years about the 1%. If you're in the top 1% of Americans, you need to be making $450,000 a year annually or more. But did you know it doesn't take much to make the cut being in the 1% worldwide? A $32,500 annual income puts you among the richest people in the world. The top 1%. Then we hear Jesus saying, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. We're all doomed. The eye of the needle. It's been claimed to be a gate in Jerusalem, not an actual needle, which opened after the main gate was closed at night. And a camel could only get through the eye of the needle if it stooped and had its baggage removed. If this world were getting ready to go on a journey, and Jesus was looking around at our packs, we'd be the ones with fat camels. One of my favorite movies of all time is the 1979 comedy featuring Steve Martin, The Jerk. Have you all seen this movie? Yeah. If you recall, it's a hilarious rags-to-riches, back-to-rags, back-to-riches story of Navin R. Johnson, the adopted son of African-American sharecroppers. Navin has this great invention. He makes lots of money. He's surrounded by wealth, only to find himself losing everything in a lawsuit. And as he's leaving his foreclosed mansion, he grabs things as he leaves the home. But first he says, well, I'm going to go then. And I don't need any of this. I don't need this stuff, and I don't need you. I don't need anything except this. And he picks up an ashtray. And that's the only thing I need is this. I don't need this or this, just this ashtray and this paddle game. The ashtray and the paddle game, and that's all I need. And this remote control. The ashtray, the paddle game, and the remote control, and that's all I need. Well, and the matches. The ashtray, these matches, and the remote control, and the paddle ball, and this lamp. That's all I need. And that's all I need, too. I don't need one other thing, not one. Well, I need this. The paddle game and the chair and the remote control and the matches for sure. Well, what are you looking at? You think I'm some kind of a jerk or something? And this. And that's all I need. You get the point. How often are we the ones who say, that's all I need? Getting bogged down by our baggage. Whether it's the glut of our physical possessions and the things we think we need to move forward in life, or the psychological baggage that keeps us from putting one foot in front of the other. Jesus is calling us today to journey with him. So what would it look like to be ready for that journey, to lighten our loads? What do we really need to be travelers with Jesus, so we can pass through the eye of the needle? When we put it in perspective, each of us in this room has an enormous treasure. We have a lot for which to be grateful. What would it look like as we prepare to make a pledge in 2019 to the church to consider what we might offer off of our packs for the work of the church, for the greater good of the world? I'm hoping by this point you received a pledge packet in the mail. If you didn't, you can ask me and I can get you one right after worship. I'm asking us all to consider how we can support the church this year with our time, our talent, and our treasure. Near the back of the pledge packet, there's this weekly chart that shows what an annual income looks like per week, and then what a proportion of that income looks like. What would it be like this year if you committed 1% or 3% or 5% or even 10% of your income to giving it away, whether it's the church or anywhere else? Jesus is telling us today that the secret to experiencing the greatest treasure is found in giving it away. Unutilized stacks of wealth don't give life. And trying to move forward on a faith journey with too much baggage keeps us from really getting anywhere. The secret's in giving it away, in offering ourselves, our time, our talent, and our treasure to the greater glory of God. St. Francis once prayed how we can be people who more freely give, and he put it this way: Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.